All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 17th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a two-game NBA playoff slate tonight. We have a four-game NHL slate. We have golf teeing off tomorrow, and then we have the MLB main slate already underway today. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With golf teeing off tomorrow, thought it'd be a good time to remind you guys about our birdie battle promotion that we're running, where we're giving away two tickets to next year's Masters. And all you have to do to enter the battle is follow the $3 $20 max on DraftKings. You just have to max out the contest each and every week, and you'll be eligible for our prizes. So check it out. Drop in the link here in the description so you guys can check it out and get in on the action. All right. With that said, we're going to get SaberSim pulled up here, and we're going to start answering some questions. So looks like our first question here came in from... looks like we had a question earlier today about or yesterday actually in regards to baseball weather. It looks like Albus mentioned posted in the MLB channel. For those questions that are like office hours, more like kind of strategy, kind of broader, if you like need an answer like before slate lock, those like 30 minutes prior, I would post it in the individual sport channel, and you're more likely to get somebody to give you some thoughts on that. But it looks like our first question came in here. Question says, what's the best way to use SaberSim to build a winning lineup for showdown mode with captain? Is it Sim GPP single entry? Okay, so let's jump over here. We haven't really talked too much MLB showdown strategy, so I think that's like totally fine with basically only showdown kind of left today. So say we're building lineups for this Cleveland-Boston, right? One thing that is really important that I've seen some like chatter about is people being worried about playing relief pitchers. You know, relief pitchers are definitely a big part of MLB. Like pitchers go less and less innings, you know, five innings, six innings. And, you know, somebody has to pitch the rest of those innings, right? And there's opportunities for strikeouts. There's opportunities for win bonuses. So I personally prefer to leave relief pitchers in. I would just kind of manage my exposure to them overall here. So you're going to see them, you know, if we go over to utility where the point multiplier isn't there, you know, all these guys in like the zero to like four fantasy point range are all of your relief pitchers. I would say just be a little bit cautious here. Sometimes the builder can like really like one relief pitcher or something like that. And I like to just get spread out there, right? So as far as your build settings, depends what contest you're playing. You know, you're talking about building a winning lineup for showdown. I would always set your build settings to whatever contest you're playing. So say you're playing the flagship, you know, it's 150 max, but maybe you're only entering, you know, five lineups. I would still set this up as if I was playing, you know, for the contest, what the contest allows, right? And basically for almost all showdown formats, we're going to be running builds on 0-10 here, 0 correlation, 10 sim diversity, which means that we are plucking individual game sims from our simulation database every single time we go to run your lineups, right? One thing that I personally like to do is I like to put min salary to 0. I don't want a salary restriction to stop the builder from building an optimal lineup. I'm totally okay playing lower salary lineups in this single game format where it is just so high variance. So I'm going to come in here, make two adjustments to projections, and I'm just going to build 2000 lineups here. That's the default. You know, if you're on the pro and ultimate plans, you can up it to 5,000. I would just expect it to go really, really slow, you know, towards the end. Like the most lineups I really ever build for showdown is 2,500, just for like the sake of time, just so the pool can, you know, build out here. But that's what I would do is I think the default of 2000 is fine. It looks like you're on the standard plan here, so probably only can build 500, which is totally okay as well. All right. So let's let these lineups finish. I'm going to attack this as if, you know, I didn't have contest sims, right? So what I would do is I would go to SaberScore and I would make sure I'm using this single game option, right? The single game option is going to have this added variable of sim optimals where, you know, we can come in here and we can see this top lineup is five sim optimals. So what does that mean? Well, what happens is that just because a group of players comes up as optimal in one sim doesn't mean that the same group of players can't be optimal for another sim. But instead of putting the same lineup into your pool twice, what we do is we just tally that information and say, hey, you know, this lineup showed up, you know, five times as optimal. Let's take that into account in our lineup grading metric, right? And we're taking that into account in our single game saber score. So that's what's going on there. So that's why single game saber score is a little bit different than some of the classic options. So I would stick with single game. I think it's going to be great here. And then I would just, you know, come in here and kind of check, manage my risk a little bit, right? So I wanted to see like what my top exposures are. And I'm mostly looking like, see, this is a pretty good, what I want to do here is I want to shrink this a little bit. All right. So I'm looking for relief pitchers, right? And it looks like our first relief pitcher comes up. Who comes up is Justin Slayton, and he's in three lineups out of 20. You know, I'm not super opposed to that. And then we have Scott Barlow in one lineup out of 20. So this is fine to me. I think what I would be nervous about is like if we were getting a relief pitcher and Ben Lively like kind of caught my attention because he's listed as a relief pitcher, but his salary is really high. So he's like clearly a starter here. So it's not always clear like, you know, what these players are listed at position wise. But if say Ben Lively was indeed a real relief pitcher coming out of the bullpen and not starting, having him in 7 out of 20 lineups while I have some of these other guys in like 3 and 1 would kind of be a lot for me. So I'd say as far as like these guys who are not starting, who are, you know, possibly not even going to pitch that day, be careful, you know, getting too much exposure to any of them. I think, you know, their ownership projections are going to be really, really low anyways, like 3%. So, you know, something we talk about is like a 2 to 3x a player's ownership is like a good exposure to have. So, you know, maybe like no more than 3 lineups, you know, like 15% ownership for some of these relief pitchers is like something that would match my risk tolerance, something that I would be comfortable with. So all that to say, you know, we're just checking out those relief pitchers. All looks well. Come over here to our captains. You know, I probably X relief pitchers from the captain. I don't think we need to get that crazy. Like I would probably take this Scott Barlow lineup out. You know, he's only in the captain 3 out of 2,000 times. I think we could probably find better lineups to play that are more likely to achieve that. So I would just come in and, you know, zero out his max exposure and just get to other players here. Don't need to get super weird. But aside from that, you know, you can mess around with mini uniques if you want, see how unique your lineups are. Right. So I'd bump this up to 2 lineups, stay the same, bump this up to 3, get down to lineup 24. I think that's fine. You know, half of our players in each lineup are different. We're still playing some of the top lineups here. You know, we're getting spread out. You know, be aware of like those mini uniques adjust some of your exposures as far as like those relief pitchers that we were talking about. But other than that, you know, I think these are good lineups. Remember, we're letting the sim do most of the work here, letting the play-by-play sim do what it does best and figure out those correlations and how these games play out. And we're just trying to leverage that information, right? But totally okay playing a 46,900 salary lineup, 47,100, right? So some 45,100. So all these lineups I think are fine and I would be comfortable playing them. All right. So it looks like we got our next question here. All right. Question from Sammy. Any WNBA support? We are planning on supporting WNBA this season. I don't know if we are going to have sims, but I know that our goal here is to at least have the slates available in the app. All right. Jumping over to the YouTube chat question from Deshaun. For NBA DFS, when playing single entry, how many lineups are you using from the pool to pick your one lineup? Good question. You know, I'll probably attack this like a little bit differently here. So like, say I was only playing one lineup for Showdown, right? Well, what I would do is I would want to, you know, look at trends across percentages of my pool, right? So like if I have 2,000 lineups in my pool, maybe I look at the top 200 and then see, you know, what captains are coming up the most, right? And then, you know, it seems like pretty flat. You might even look at like my pool exposure, comparing these two things, you know, might even sort by pool, might look at my utilities a little bit. And then from 200, I might go down to, you know, from 10% to like 5% and look at like the top 100 and see if those trends stay the same. See if those trends are different. What stack exposures am I getting most often, right? Probably something I'm looking at a little bit more for Classic, but I'm mostly like kind of working down, right? And then I might end up, okay, what if we just look at like the top 1% of our pool? And then we kind of sift through here and find something that matches a lot of the trends that I want. Or maybe there's like a handful of lineups that I like. Maybe like I am like, okay, I'm going to look through like the top 20. I'm going to lock these like three lineups. And then after I'm done doing that, I'm going to come in here, change my lineups to those three that I locked, and then look at the differences between them, and then kind of figure out which of these three lineups I want to use. So something along those lines, like looking at the top 10% of the pool, 5% of the pool, 1% of the pool, finding some trends, identifying top lineups that match those trends, and then making a final determination about, hey, which lineup do I actually want to take with me into this contest? So those are some of my thoughts there. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Office Hours channel and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.